coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Your tongue is your life. If your words are confusing, your life will be confusing. Now, you better be careful how you talk. See, we are, the Bible says, we are kings and priests unto God. You are a man or woman of authority. It matters how you say what you say. It matters what you say. Don't joke with negativity. Now, no matter how I joke, I will not be negative. I can't be negative. There are just some things that cannot come through my system. Those fires were deleted a long time ago. I don't have negative fires. I can't talk negatively. I can't talk fear. I can't. But I had to learn it. You see, the more you study the Word of God, the more it gains the mastery over your mind. The Bible says to renew your mind. It gains mastery over your mind. Your thinking changes. The Word gains the ascendancy. Why do people reason the way they do? Because of the way they were brought up. Because of how much influence the Word of God had on them. Maybe very little influence. You still there? Well, sometimes people are thinking a certain way, and how can you think like this? Like Jesus asked his disciples one time, he said, why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? He asked them, why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? They probably didn't know why. Of course, he knew. It's Jesus. Praise God. Why do you think negatively? Why are you like this? Have you ever sat down to ask yourself some questions? Some very important questions to yourself. Some self-examination. You say, why do I think like this? Why do I respond like this? Why do I react like this? It will tell you why your life has gone the way it has gone all these years. And how your life is likely to continue going. Except there is a change. You see... Things cannot change with you doing the same thing. You can't keep talking the way you've been talking and expect things to change. They can only change for the worse. Wives who keep saying things like, doesn't really matter. If a husband says, I love you, she doesn't want to hear it. That's what you keep saying it. Don't quench love. Don't destroy it. Love must be accepted. Love must be welcomed. And you've got to welcome love consciously. You don't hide your affection for love and expect love to know. He should know I do. He should know. Or like the husband, she should know. Or like the children, they should know. They know I love them. Why? Why do they know you love them? I house them. I give them money when they need it. I pay their school fees. So that to you, that's what love is about. What I'm talking about is how we use our mouths to create, to program ourselves for failure without realizing it. Don't program yourself for failure. Things may have not worked out in your past businesses. Don't come back with the same. Yeah, I know. In fact, before it gets to my turn, they will stop paying people. And really, when it gets to your turn, they stop. Then you say, I said it. When we say, you are the cause, you say, how could I be the cause? How could I was only saying what I've been experiencing? Continue. It's hard for some people to believe that that's got anything to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. I've been talking like this since I was born and things have been all right. There's what you call accumulation of evil. All right? When the cup is full, like God said to the children of Israel, he said, now, first to Abraham, all right? He said this to Abraham. And then he also said the same thing to the children of Israel years later about the land of the Amorites that they were supposed to occupy. He said, the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So you can't take their land yet because I can't drive them out. I'm not justified to do that yet. So I'll allow their evil to heap up. When their cup is full, I'll kick them out. And then you can go in. When Sodom sinned, what did God say to Abraham? He and two angels visited Abraham. And God said, the sin of Sodom, the cry of it has come up to me. I want to go and see whether they have done according to the cry or not. If they have, then Sodom shall be destroyed. If they haven't, I will see. God talked like he was a man. He knew all things, but said, he just wants us to understand the way he does things. He said, I want to go and see whether they have done according to the cry of it. Now, if they hadn't done according to the cry of it, he'll give them time. Let them be heaping iniquity upon iniquity until the cup is full. You understand? Glory to God. So don't keep talking the way you've been talking, and you know that this is not consistent with God. You don't have to be that way. Distinguish yourself with excellence. Are you hearing me? Because you're born again. You have the Holy Spirit. You're an excellent man. You're an excellent woman. Distinguish yourself. Talk like a child of the King. Talk faith. Talk excellence. Walk differently. Don't act like others. There are people who always complain of everything. Their life is full of complaining. I don't understand why. They keep sinning. They always see what the wrong thing. What someone else sees and says, praise the Lord. They see them. You can see it on their face. I love to see the good side. Yeah. You see, the Bible says you were born to inherit a blessing. You were born for that. How can you inherit a blessing without seeing it? See, I was born for the blessing. So I see the blessing. That's why when I open the Bible, all the things I see are just the good, good ones. Some of that people see, they read something and say, hey! They see all the bad things. He's a consuming fire. He said, God, he's a consuming fire. I know he's a consuming fire, but he's a consuming fire for his enemies. I am together with him. Are you following that? Don't you understand? The man died for me. Don't you understand? I'm valuable to him. He gave his life for me. Don't you understand? That's why he said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do declare the Lord's death till he comes. He says, do this in remembrance of me. He died for me. That tells me my value. He died for me. Do you understand? I've got to tell the whole world how God loves me. He died for me. That means the Bible says he that gave us his own son and didn't withhold his son from us, how shall he not together with him give us all things? He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We know that all things work together, including the economic downturn. Glory to God. I'm not a victim. No. This is my aeon. It is full of blessing. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, I'm walking the path of success. This is the way I pray. I walk the path of success. I walk the path of excellence. I walk the path of blessing. In my path, there is no death. There is no failure. There is no disappointment. Glory to God. Come on, shout hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God in me. Glory to God. I'm a success. I'm a victor. Every nation I enter as a blessing. Can you shout amen, somebody?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, 3 Catcher Road, opposite Station Market, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m., Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0708-623-3614 or 0803-438-6464.